Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We are kicking off the third hour of the program. Been so busy with calls tonight, we haven't even gotten to the main topic of the show, which is Conan's story about...
I don't think we're going to get to it.
World War III. I intend to get to it. It's pretty big news, Conan. I mean, we definitely should get to it.
We got
to
have World War III before the end of the...
Coming up, hopefully it's on the way. With you tonight, it is Ian, by the way.
Nobody.
And Conan.
Back to the phone. So we got a call all the way over from Victoria, Australia, where Gwyneth is telling us about her... odyssey of not paying what is the equivalent of property taxes there in Victoria. And Gwyneth, what are they called again? What's the term for it there?
They're called land rights.
Land rights, meaning you don't have any rights to the land.
Right.
Only the state
right.
has the rights.
No. R-A-T-E-S. Rates.
Rates.
Oh, rates. Ah,
land
okay. So,
land
but you...
It's not right.
Rights.
You've done some research, and
yeah.
you decided you were going to go ahead and take the risk. In 2016, you stopped paying these land rates, and then
yeah.
they came after you with what they called a bail agreement or bail conditions. When was it that
yeah.
they came after you?
Oh, gosh, when was that? That would have been 2018.
So you got a couple of years. Were they sending you threatening letters in between those 2 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they were. But was it 2018 or 2019? It was before the world went crazy anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it was 2018 or 2019. But I found, I want to detail the High Court precedents that I used and what happened.
Well, yeah, so you ended up in front of a court. They came to you.
No, I didn't.
No.
Actually, I didn't because what happened was, I went to the courthouse and there was no judge.
Hmm.
There was just a clerk there, meaning a guy behind the desk, and he says, "Oh yeah, here's this document you've got to sign." And I said, "Am I supposed to be at a court hearing?" And he says, "No." And I went, "Huh?" And anyway, I took the document and I had a look at it, and it had written on the top court order. And I said, "I want to take this away. I want to have a look at it. Give me a week." And he said, "Yeah, fine, whatever." And so I took it away and I took it home and I had a look at it. And although it was written on the top court order, I looked through the document, and at the end of the document there was a name and a signature, but there was no judge's registration number.
Oh.
Now, every judge in the Commonwealth has a registration number, and they all relate back to a register that's kept at Westminster Abbey in London.
So whose name and signature was on this document? Did you ever figure that out?
No. When I saw that there was no registration number, because, I've fought a few legal battles before, like with my kids and all that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I've stood in courthouses and, fought for my rights and usually won. But there was no registration number. So I said, that's very, very strange. And so the judge that they claimed was, the name at the bottom of the document was A. Peters. And I thought, that's a really weird name. Because I don't know if you know what a Peter is in slang terms.
We do.
A. Yeah. Peter. Yeah, you don't have to say it. We're on broadcast radio. But, yeah, that's very interesting.
A. Peters. I can't sort of detail it. But, yeah, people can work it out. And I thought, that's really weird. So I went to the Victorian Department of Justice website, they have a list of judges on the website
mm-hmm.
that are registered with their department. And there was no A. Peters there. And I looked on the federal register of, you know, federal mm-hmm. judges. There was no name there of that description. And I, you know, I looked on the Register of Justices of the Peace. And there was no.
Sounds like you did your due diligence. So what did you end up doing with this fake order?
I made up an affidavit and I sent it back to them saying that this is a fraudulent document. The name on the bottom of it relates to a person that doesn't even exist as mm-hmm. far as I can tell. It looks as if you pulled his name out of a breakfast cereal box and I'm not paying.
Wow. Then what?
Mm-hmm.
It's been 4 years, roughly, three or 4 years since then. Then what?
This process of basically forcing you to pay your property taxes is usually a
yeah.
long process.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you're only 3 years into this. Where are they at now?
It was 6 years ago since I stopped paying.
Right.
But they are in complete and utter fraud at this point. Okay? There is no way that any de jure court in the land will turn around and say, this is completely legit, we're going to stand behind it. Because if they ever do, I'm going to the High Court of Australia. And the High Court of Australia has a very long record of making good judgments with relation to this sort of thing. And while I'm here, the High Court precedent that I'm using, because you see, the local municipality is a corporation and they have a tax number, okay? And corporations with tax numbers are required to abide by Australian corporate law if they're doing business in Australia. And under the Corporations Act, you are not allowed to compel your clients to contract with you. That contract has to be by free will.
I love what you're saying here, and it's a really interesting case. So the final question I've got so far is, you know, you sent this affidavit back to this fake court or whatever that was fraudulently creating fake orders.
And for the gang of thugs.
Well, they're all the same to me. But what did they? What's the next step? What did they do? Did they continue to threaten you?
You know what they did? They sent out a fresh version of their extortionate notice of demand with another fee on the bottom of it,
mm-hmm.
to which I filed in my drawer. And, you know...
are you getting, do the land rates happen once a year? Do those keep coming? Are you continue to receive those every year?
They do keep coming, and every few years they try and send a set of lawyers after me, and I point out the affidavit, and I point out the fraudulent so-called court order, which is fraudulent. Yeah, you couldn't get more fraudulent than that.
So they haven't arrested
and
you
the lawyers,
since then?
And the lawyers... What was that?
They haven't arrested you? They haven't put you in jail since then?
No.
Wow.
No.
Are there other people in Victoria who are doing this as well, or are you the only person?
Yeah, one or two.
Mm-hmm.
One or two, and eventually they'll end up going to the High Court of Australia, and they say one of these again, and then they decide in favor of the defendant.
I hope so. I hope you'll let us know, will you, if this, you know, as this develops, give us a call back. Conan, do you have a question?
I have a very important question for you. Gwyneth, is Australia an actual real place? I mean, how do I know you're not a paid actor just leading us on? I mean, there are people who,
it's a good story,
who have been asking this question for my whole life.
Australia is a real place, and we do not walk on the ceiling here.
Good to know. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gwyneth.
The other thing is I have a two-hour radio broadcast.
You do? Okay.
On the GCN radio network. Actually, that's how I found out about Free Talk Live.
Mm.
On the USA Prepares radio show, which is from 9 until 11, Central Standard Time on Wednesday.
Meaning they're going to interview you?
They do it every Wednesday.
Okay, cool.
I have a two-hour radio broadcast with Vincent Finelli on the USA Prepares Radio.
Well, you're an interesting lady, I got to say, and you got some you got a level of courage that the average person just doesn't even come close.
I know they raise a lot of sheep in Australia, and I'd just like to thank you for not being one of them.
Yeah, thank you, Gwyneth. Great call, and thanks for joining us here tonight. On the way, our very own Aria DiMezzo is on the line. She is at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. She's going to give us a report on day number one. Then we'll also get to World War III, maybe, coming up here. It's Free Talk Live. And the phones are open if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Curtis.
And don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want. Head over to freetalklive.com. We have our social media site. You go to social.freetalklive.com. It's a Mastodon system. That means it is federated with thousands of other Mastodon sites all around the world, and it's competing with the big mega tech corporations.
Yeah.
Allows you to express yourself much more freely than, say, on Twitter or Facebook. You can have your own account. It's free. Go to social.freetalklive.com.
You have your own server if you want.
You could do that if you know how to, you know, if you got the chops, the technical chops to do that. But otherwise, just use ours, social.freetalklive.com. Our very own Aria is on the campground at the beautiful Rogers Campground, where I imagine it's pretty dark up there right now, Aria, hitting the 9 o'clock hour in the Eastern Time Zone on day number one of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the 19th episode, the 19th annual, if you will. I think there was one year that they skipped it. Maybe, or no.
I don't think so. They skipped Liberty Forum one year.
No, yeah, that's right. What it was the first Porkfest Zero was called something else. So the 2003 one that they had was called, like, Escape to New Hampshire. And then 2004, they started calling it Porkfest. So technically, it's really the 20th one, but they don't count that first one since it wasn't called Porkfest. I think that's the story. Aria, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
How's it going out there?
You know, you mentioned it being dark. It's surprisingly not as dark as one would think for being almost 9:30. But other than that, I mean, it's packed.
Already?
Mark mentioned earlier that it's like a Thursday of previous years. Nah, it's more like a Friday of previous years.
Wow. And, normally at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Friday and Saturday are the two biggest days. So to say that on Monday that you've got a level of people there that is equivalent to a previous year's Friday is an incredible statement.
I'm telling you, they're not going to have room for the group picture this year.
It's going to be crazy.
That field isn't big enough, the whole 3,000 people.
Aria, by the way,
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, I was going to say, you're calling in on the SIP line at sip.freetalklive.com.
It's popping in and out just a little bit, but it's really clear.
Yeah, it was good, and then it got a little bad. Now it sounds like it's good again. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, I am in the mountains, so.
Yep.
But I don't remember exactly what point I was going to make. Oh, yeah. They may very well not have room for the pitcher and the bowl where they get everyone together, because from what I've seen, a lot of these campsites and RV sites, it's exactly what we expected, where one camping site is shared by four completely different people.
Mm.
So there's probably 2 to 3 times the actual number that they're expecting, I think, is going to end up showing up simply because of that.
All right, here's one of the most important questions. Is there a security crackdown this year, or is it still possible for somebody to just sort of amble into the campground and hang out for the day?
Thus far, there is no real security. The park rangers do exist, but they're down there at the bottom of the hill like they were last year and the year before. So that lesson seems to have stuck.
Okay, good.
I have an even better question than that, more importantly. Are there little kids walking around the grounds selling alcohol and drugs?
Alcohol? Not yet.
Okay, that's too bad. I was hoping for kids with alcohol.
The kids have been very family friendly, and that's a weird statement. You could only make a statement like that at like Porkfest. They're walking around selling like paintings they did and stuff like that.
Someone told us that there was some years back there was kids that were just doing just that, selling alcohol.
Oh, I'm sure there will be. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the first day. Give it time.
Okay.
I'm sure there will be kids selling alcohol and various other substances of
That's a beautiful thing.
Might be interested in.
Well, okay, so you got there early this afternoon, I presume. You guys got the Free Talk Live site set up at RV Site 46. So anybody that's going to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, you know, feel free to swing by, grab a bumper sticker. If you're a Shire Society declaration signer, you can grab a lanyard. Are they doing any kind of official name badges this year, or is the Shire Society the only way to get one?
Shire Society is the only way to get one.
Nice.
And there are people asking about them, and we've had a few signers already today, which is
that's
good
sweet.
Because we've been at the site, you know, almost none.
How about the Goldbacks? Are we seeing, are the Goldback people there from Utah yet, or are they going to come later this week?
The Goldback people are here. It's the same guys who were here, I think, last year was when it was.
Yep.
It's the same guys, or at least one of them's the same guy, so we already know them. And they have the spot right there at the top of the hill, like right when you enter and turn to your right.
Nice.
That killer spot they have.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I was going to ask about that, because I know last time they were just kind of tag-teaming with the barbecue place, so they've got their own place now.
Oh, this year, as I understand it, they're one of the primary sponsors.
Yeah, they are.
The Porcupine Freedom Festival.
They are one of the top two sponsors. It's our buddy Mark Warden from the Porcupine Real Estate and the folks over at Goldback, so that's pretty awesome. Have you been to see their setup yet?
I did. They didn't have anything yet. What they're doing is sort of a bizarre and open market kind of thing, where if people are selling stuff and they're accepting Goldbacks, then they can set up there.
Hmm.
So they didn't really have a lot for themselves that they're selling. Instead, they're allowing other people to sell there because it's a good spot, and it may be, you know, better than, you know, Camping Site 97 or wherever some of these other people are.
Okay. So, but
I don't know. Campsite 97 rocks.
They must have brought Goldbacks, though, right? Like, they've got to be loaded up with NH Goldbacks.
I'm certain they're selling Goldbacks.
Yeah, okay.
I did not ask because I brought my own gold.
Sweet.
But it would be weird if they weren't selling them. I mean,
yeah.
They're so popular here. Everyone loves them. I did encounter one place, you know, Sean, the food vendor here that runs the chuck wagon and a number of other food trucks.
Yeah.
He sold his food truck, though, and the guy who bought the taco stand won't take anything except cash and cards. So it's like, that's disappointing. It feels like regression.
Well, you know, it's the beginning of the week. It's possible that some of these people could be flipped, you know, before the week is out. Because if enough people go up to this guy and say, yeah, you take Goldbacks? No? All right, see you later.
Yep. Well, that's how it works.
Of course, the other thing is somebody could just let him know that if he decides to take some Goldbacks, that they'll take him off
his
hand.
Buy it from him. Yeah, that's another option as well. All right, so there sounds like there's already a bunch of food vendors there. How many would you say are on the site right now?
Oh, man, that's difficult. Probably 10.
Okay.
I guess. There's a Euro vendor here.
Nice.
And we've never had one of those here.
That sounds awesome.
That was surprising to see.
How many of the food
there's
vendors?
There's always Euros at the Park Fest.
I mean, it's pretty early to know this, because obviously you can only eat at so many places in one day, but how many of the vendors do you think are taking alternatives, like Goldback and cryptocurrency?
Well, I suspect almost all of them. I suspect the taco vendor that I stopped by earlier today is going to be one of the rare ones.
Mm-hmm.
I remember a few years ago, the Porcupine Freedom Festival got a lot of festival goers who weren't libertarians to come, promising them, you know, good profits and all that. So you got a lot of carny types here who weren't libertarians. They were just in it for the money, so they were only taking cash.
Yep.
I think that's probably what's going on with some of the vendors here. They heard, hey, look, it's a big festival.
A big festival, right, yeah.
Yeah.
But interesting.
I suspect most of them are willing to accept Goldbacks and cryptocurrency.
All right, you guys, what time are you going to start doing recording tomorrow to kick off the Tuesday show?
Well, we plan to be there at 8:30 in the morning. That's our
good lord.
There's zero chance I'm going to make it.
Yeah, I always started. I always said I'd start at 10, and then we usually started by like 10:30, 11. But I look forward to seeing you on Friday, and hope everything goes well tomorrow. We'll get full coverage from Aria and Mark tomorrow, starting at 7:00 at night Eastern on Free Talk Live. We got more coming up. Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 27th through July 3rd for the 6th annual ForkFest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which sold out for the first time in 2021. ForkFest takes place the week after ForkFest, but ForkFest is decentralized, which means that there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you have to do to join the fun is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 27th through July 3rd. There's no better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees on the ForkFest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms, as well as the ForkFest forum. You can find links to those at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. Forkfest.party. Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of it here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it's really taking off, now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be completely taken down at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so we're now streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, download the desktop app at lbry.com, and then every video archive you watch, you'll help seed and keep it online forever. At minimum, we ask you visit video.freetalklive.com and follow us on Odyssey today. video.freetalklive.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. It's relief for those impacted by the I-95 shutdown in the Northeast. Pennsylvania's governor says the stricken section of highway should be reopened to traffic this coming weekend.
Weather permitting, we'll be ready to begin paving and then striping in both directions.
Governor Josh Shapiro says paving could begin Wednesday. The closures had an impact on commuters along with shipping and trucking. Living in a walkable neighborhood is good for you physically and mentally.
A recent report published in the Journal Health Health and Place by UC San Diego's Herbert Wortham School of Public Health and Human Longevity Science reveals that walkable neighborhoods have numerous benefits for both mental and physical well-being compared to car-dependent communities. The study highlights that such neighborhoods foster a stronger sense of community, promote increased physical activity, and experience fewer traffic incidents. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight, in the studio, it's Ian.
Nobody. And Conan.
And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. The features are free. If you want to sign up for, or it's not really signing up, it's just a copying of a link. If you want to follow our podcast, you go to feeds.freetalklive.com, and we have a few different RSS feed links there. There's the main one that's got everything that we put out. There's the digest-only version, and then there's the full shows-only version. Plus, there's also links to other systems like iHeart and Spotify and, you know, all those platforms on which you can also subscribe to Free Talk Live and receive the episodes of the show automatically. And that way it's super convenient to get them as they're released. You don't even have to bother to click and download anything. Just get it set up. Just go to feeds.freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls and thoughts. Tom calling in California. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was intrigued. I was listening to you talking about setting up a community down in Honduras. And my experience in Mexico, I was in jail a few times, just for a couple of days, you know, a disorderly conduct type charge. And that's a dirty, filthy society. You don't want to get arrested down there. And so if you set up a community on a little island, what happens if someone dies or someone gets accused of a crime? Immediately the authorities are going to come in because society. That's what I'm
Yeah, so you got kind of a wobbly sounding phone line there. But when I heard you say you got arrested a couple times in Mexico and did not have a good time in the Mexican so-called justice system, and your concern is regarding, it's not my plan, it's Mark Edge, he's one of our co-hosts here, and he's not on the show tonight, although I'm sure we'll hear no end of it from him when he's at Porkfest.
And I don't know if he's talking about an island, he was basically talking about setting up right in the middle of an already established city.
No, Conan. No,
okay, this,
no,
is, a
not,
new, this is a new is this is a new scheme that I'm not
no,
familiar
his
with.
Current,
the, he's like the Wile E. Coyote of Liberty.
The current the current thing he's got cooked up, there's two places now. There's an island location, like on a beach, and a low population island with like 4,000 to 5,000 people. And then there's a mainland mountain setup that he's into as well. And his idea is to just, you know, get some freedom loving people, and hopefully the government will leave them alone if they pay them off, basically, as I understand it, Tom.
Well, they probably will for the short term. Well, I was just curious if you thought it through. What happens if something, you know, people need medical, you know, there's always going to be an emergency if you have
sure.
more than a dozen people.
Yeah, obviously, if you're out on a low population island, the medical facilities there are going to be very limited. Whereas if you're living on an inland, mainland location, you will have access to, you know, go to a hospital and pay cash probably on a relatively.
No, excuse me. I'm referring to a criminal situation where someone accuses you, stole, you killed.
Oh, well, you probably get
someone.
Screwed over just like you would in any other country.
And I've been watching videos. You can look up a Honduran jail and watch the videos on YouTube, and it's not much fun.
Yeah, if it's anything like, I've seen footage from El Salvadoran jails and other Central Venezuelan jails, and they are known for being three men to a one-man cell, right? Like, it's way overpopulated.
If you even make it to the jail, and you don't get conked on the head on the way to the...
Mm.
Get thrown out into the bushes somewhere.
Well, if you are a gringo, they may suspect you got money somewhere, so they probably won't want to, like, kill you necessarily. But
sometimes
yeah,
they do.
It could get pretty ugly. Tom, there's no doubt. There's definitely some risks to this Central American plan.
My brother, excuse me, but what if you could buy an island? Doesn't it occur to me all of the countries in the world have been started through war and killing people and stealing other people's property, basically. Well, how could a person acquire a country?
Yeah, no, their plan isn't to buy the island. The plan is to just move there, basically. And, Tom, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate it. They're just going to move to an island that's low population. Apparently, it doesn't even have any cops. Now, that's not to say that the mainland will not send the military in to take over or whatever. And that's my main objection, is similar to Tom's, is, you know, not so much worry about being arrested, but you can't trust the government to honor its agreement. If you go into one of these countries, and I don't care how wealthy they are or poor they are, they're going to appreciate the fact you give them $1 million or whatever the deal is to make one of these special economic zones, and then they're going to decide to come back and take more.
If you start doing well.
Yeah.
But that's my big question as far as these people moving out to nowhere and starting from scratch, starting with no mm-hmm. infrastructure. It's like, what? Who are you?
Yeah, we had one of those guys call as well.
Do you know how hard it is? Just setting up a garden in your backyard, and you have everything. You've got a highway, you've got water, you've got electricity. Even that could be hard, and no one's doing it. And you want to, and you're talking about starting from scratch and setting up shop from scratch. Come on, man, get real.
And
that's why I kind of liked whatever his scheme was called, where he was going to buy a plot. Basically, right in the middle of Honduras, in one of their big cities.
No, that was never a scheme that I recall.
I think he was on the show when I was on, and we were talking about it.
Maybe you misunderstood. There was.
I saw it on the map on Google Maps. There was an actual part of the city that was partitioned off.
I think you're thinking of what's called Morazan.city. And that is a physical location that is not in a city per se, but is relatively near to one of the population centers.
Right.
And they have walls around this city, and it is supposed to be a place for, like, textile workers or low, you know, you pay $200 a month and you get an apartment or whatever, basically. That place exists. So that's already happening. It was supposed to be one of these special economic zones. Mark's been there, you know, he's toured the place, And his main concern was that there's a lot of kidnappings, I guess, that that happen, and he was worried about just going to the grocery store.
Public sector or private?
Yeah, private. Yeah,
with his Get the Gringo t-shirt on, everyone's like, hey, look at this.
Yeah,
potential ransom money here.
The reason why he didn't end up going with that one was, I think, because he realized he probably didn't want to spend the rest of his life in a walled-off city where, in order to just get groceries, you've got to hire some local to go and do the shopping for you. You're just because you're too scared, at least according to Mark, to even go out and you know, be the gringo with the big target on his back.
I wish the man luck, but good. Gotta get realistic, man. I know Mark is really smart, but I don't understand what his infatuation with his going to an island concept. It's not easy.
Well, the world needs life, crazy
your
dreamers.
Your life will be miserable.
Right? The world needs crazy dreamer types, right? And they got to try crazy stuff in order for maybe something to stick and work. Maybe the island thing will work out. I don't know. I mean,
yeah, he's going to get an Acme missile and he's going to strap it to his back
and just see where it takes him. See where he lands.
Yeah. See if he lands someplace free.
Yeah. I get his frustration. He feels like he's running out of time, right? He's in his 50s. He doesn't feel like things are moving fast enough here in New Hampshire, and it's true. Politics is slow. Politics is brutally slow. You got frustrated by politics, right?
I'm very frustrated.
You bailed
with
on
it.
That. So, you know, he got frustrated by that, too, even though he didn't run for office like
that. But we have a lot more people in this state than we did 10 years ago when I first moved here.
There's record numbers showing up. 2021 was a record year for movers because of the Free State Project. And I suspect 2022 is going to top it. We're not even through half the year quite yet at this point. But I think 2022 is going to kill 2021's numbers.
Good.
And 2021's numbers for the Free State Project were a good portion. I think it was like one-tenth of all migrants to New Hampshire were Free Staters.
Wow.
I think that's the case, roughly. Roughly one-tenth, maybe a little more, maybe a little less. But that's pretty impressive. And so, you know, if you really want to see a successful migration, we've got 20 years into this one. As of 2003, that was when New Hampshire was chosen. So it'll be 20 years coming up here in about a year or so.
I don't know what he's trying to do either. He'd be lucky if he had our numbers after 20 years.
Well, he doesn't need the same numbers because he's going into a smaller population. So, he, you know, on an island.
The population of Honduras.
Well, but the island itself is like 4,000 or 5,000. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. Nobody in Conan here in the studio. Maybe enough time for you if you get on the lines right now at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us online anytime you want. Just go to freetalklive.com. And you'll be able to join us in real life this week. We'll be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And then the next week at ForkFest. You can go to forkfest.party to learn more about the open source, decentralized camping, libertarian camping event that happens at the very same place as Porkfest. Porkfest is sold out, so if you don't have your tickets yet, well, good luck. But Forkfest, of course, doesn't have tickets, so forkfest.party is where you can go to learn more. We're going to go to the phones here. Kadu is on the line in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Kadu.
Hey, before I ask my actual question, I want to make fun of Ian real quick. Ian, how many nights a week do you work?
Do I work?
Like, on the radio show.
It depends on who's going to be on and who's not. So last week, Mark sat in a couple times, and normally he's not around. So I'm usually here like five nights a week.
Oh, okay. I thought it was six, because I was just going to make
was,
fun of you.
It was, at one time.
I was just going to make fun of you jokingly, because I heard you call into the show the other night. I'm like, damn, this dude works like six nights a week. And what does he do on his off day that he gives himself for his mental health so he can stay sane? He
this
says,
keep, "This is what keeps him mentally healthy."
He says tonight, I'm on my off day. I've given myself so I can stay sane. I'm going to call into Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you're talking about the Wednesday show last week with the ladies on it. I was listening to the whole show that night. I don't always, but I sometimes do.
6 days shall right. thou work and do all that you're able, the seventh the same, and pound on the table.
All right, what were you really calling about?
Yeah, I'm just playing with you. The real question was for the AMPS program. Have you ever thought of doing internet advertising with that money, trying to do that kind of stuff?
Yeah, we did once upon a time, back before Facebook was as awful as it is. It was pretty awful then, and I tried that, and then I said, you know, I don't want to give money to Facebook. And we tried Google, and I said, I don't know, I don't want to give money to Facebook. So I've pretty much given up on those sorts of platforms. But we have also done some advertising on some other libertarian radio shows, or not radio shows, but, you know, like podcasts. Sovereign Tech, for instance, who used to be on this show, Brian Sovereign, who's a Free Stater, mm-hmm. does a great tech-oriented podcast. We've been advertising on his show for the last maybe 2 or 3 years. So the answer is yes. And if you have any ideas as to what we should do, feel free to email them to me. Kadu, thank you for the call tonight. Definitely want to make sure Conan gets to the topic.
I told you this would happen. It happens every week.
It's getting crazy with these calls. That's fine, though. Conan, what is going on with World War III?
Who knows if this is just more hyped-up propaganda to get us, you know, all hot-blooded and seeing red and hating the enemy that we were told is, I don't know, maybe this guy Putin...
I see red every time I look at Washington.
Because it does seem that the whole Ukraine thing has been really kind of quieting down, especially with Juneteenth and Amber Heard. I'm sorry, Putin Heard or whatever it is. And all kinds of other nonsense has been cropping up. And, of course, we're feeling it in other ways. You know, other problems here in the States. You know, inflation is no joke. And how many people out there really believe that this is Putin's price hike, Putin's inflation?
Putin didn't stop producing oil.
Some people do believe that, but I mean, how much can you believe these people who are telling you this nonsense? You know, a guy falling off his bike. You know, what does he really know?
Yeah. Well, even if it's about Russia, they can solve that problem just by saying, okay, the Ukraine isn't our problem, so we're going to stop having. We're going to stop engaging in economic warfare because mm-hmm. apparently Putin's a lot smarter than Biden because his country apparently is doing better.
I know that they're doing all right, but I mean the media would have us know that they are about to collapse.
Yeah, well,
that's propaganda.
That's what they always say.
Anyways, here, more propaganda from DailyMail.uk. Britain's top army general has told his troops to prepare to fight and beat Putin's armies in a European land war. It has emerged tonight. General Sir Patrick Sanders, who assumed overall command of the British Army this week, warned soldiers, "We are the generation that must prepare the army to fight in Europe once again as Russia's invasion of Ukraine rocks global stability." In a tub-thumping message to British troops, he wrote, "I am the first chief of the general staff since 1941 to take the command of the army in the shadow of a land war in Europe involving a continental power. The scale of the enduring threat from Russia shows we've entered a new era of insecurity. Quote, it is my singular duty to make our army as lethal and effective as it can be. The time is now, and the opportunity is ours to seize." End quote. It comes as Putin menaces NATO countries and this week taunted former Soviet state in Europe by declaring they are a part of historic Russia, which has been his thing the whole time. He had his three plans, you know, go in there, take care of the Donbass area, make those areas sovereign, and take Crimea back, which he's been working on. Western Ukraine, not the whole country. Putin made the comments in response to a dramatic statement by Kazakhstan President Tokayev, who sensationally declared he did not recognize the self-proclaimed People's Republics of Donetsk and Luhansk mm-hmm. in eastern Ukraine. Tokayev sat meters away from the brooding Russian despot at the St. Petersburg Economic Forum yesterday, described the DPR and the LPR as a quasi-state territories. "We don't recognize Taiwan, Kosovo, South Ossetia, or Abkhazia. We apply this principle to the quasi-state territories, which in our view are the Luhansk and the Donetsk People Republics," the Kazakhstan president said in a daring defiance of Putin's war in eastern Ukraine. The Russian president sat quietly, considering Tokayev's comments, before appearing to deliver a calm but quietly menacing warning. "What is the Soviet Union?" Putin asked rhetorically. "This is historic Russia."
And I like how they said that somehow that's menacing.
Hmm.
He said quietly, menacingly quiet. I don't know. He went on to paint Kazakhstan as a nation friendly to Russia, but quickly added the same thing could have happened with Ukraine, but they wouldn't be our allies. Maximilian Hees, a fellow of the Foreign Policy Research Institute, told the Telegraph that Putin's retort to Takeyev was a clear threat and argued that Takeyev was reliant on Russian support following widespread riots in Kazakhstan in January, which were only quelled with the help of Russian paratroopers operating under the Collective Security Treaty Organization.
He sends in paratroopers to deal with a riot.
Mm.
I guess it depends on how big the riot is.
Mm.
And I guess it depends on what this president asked for. I mean, he asked for help, and I guess they either sent what he asked for or went overboard. Who knows?
Well, where was the mention of World War III? Did I miss that? Did you already mention?
The general, top general that was just put in charge this week. And
the
of
UK
course,
guy.
And UK.
Did he say World War III in the actual comments?
He said a European landlord.
Okay. which hasn't happened since the last land war, which was World War II. And of course, later on in this article, Boris is introduced and has some comments. Of course, he's been going down there and meeting wag the tail, Vladimir Zelensky,
Zelensky,
the comedian, the actor.
Yeah.
And I think he mentions some World War III, but they can't really say World War III, of course, can they? They can't really. Because they're the bad guys. But as far as
they said it in their own propaganda.
As far as all these countries that are committing proxy war,
they can't actually say it. Mm-hmm.
They can send the money and they can send the resources and they can go shake hands with the actor, the comedian. But I don't think they can actually say World War III yet. But I think that, as I mentioned in the opening, this is more saber rattling. It's more getting us prepared for what might come.
Mm-hmm.
This is a brand new general, and
the military-industrial complex sure wants
they love
this to
it. They love it. They got to send all the old munitions to Ukraine, all with no batteries, you know, broke stuff, so that they can start building and creating new munitions that they can sell to whoever.
Meanwhile,
whoever has the money.
You mentioned the ruble's doing real well. It is at a 7-year high compared to the dollar just recently. So, doing much better than it did prior to the invasion.
I believe it.
Yeah.
All right. So, we are out of time for tonight. If you didn't get in, then apologies. You probably will not be able to call tomorrow unless something goes drastically wrong from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We are expecting to be in recorded format for the next number of days. It's possible once Mark leaves from the campground.
What does that mean, recorded format?
Meaning we record the show when we are at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, because it's just easier to do that way. It's easier to get guests to come in. It gets us way more flexibility.
If you can do it in the day, middle of the day,
talk to Ed.
Yeah, we do it in the middle of the middle of the day, and then we wrap it up by like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and then the recorded show just airs on the air. So probably not going to take any calls the next several days here on Free Talk Live, but stay tuned. Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 27th through July 3rd for the 6th annual ForkFest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which sold out for the first time in 2021. ForkFest takes place the week after ForkFest, but ForkFest is decentralized, which means that there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you have to do to join the fun is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 27th through July 3rd. There's no better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees on the ForkFest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms, as well as the ForkFest Forum. You can find links to those at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. Forkfest.party. Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of it here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it's really taking off, now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be completely taken down at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so we're now streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, download the desktop app at lbry.com, and then every video archive you watch, you'll help seed and keep it online forever. At minimum, we ask you visit video.freetalklive.com and follow us on Odyssey today. video.freetalklive.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.